The next patient is Nancy Bandy. The last name is B-A-N-D-Y. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Cook, C-O-O-K, that is following this practice because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The workup that we ordered included the arterial renal Doppler ultrasound bilaterally that failed to show a presence of renal artery stenosis. It seems to us that this patient is suffering from metabolic syndrome. And during this period of time, the hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued. The patient was given Jardiance, 10 milligrams, and the blood pressure went out of control. The patient started to retain fluid, which prompted her to go to emergency room. The workup at the emergency room was negative, period. My recommendation is for this patient to follow the low sodium diet, follow the fluid restriction, 40 ounces in 24 hours, and also start taking the Jardiance and the hydrochlorothiazide as indicated. She has lost 5 pounds of body weight despite the fact that she's retaining fluid. And she's willing to change the change the lifestyle. Period. We are going to give a body weight of 195 pounds. She's going to weigh on daily basis. If she loses weight precipitously, more than 3 pounds in 2 days, she's supposed to hold the administration of hydrochlorothiazide and just use it on PRN basis. Today's blood pressure was 170 over 88. The patient is telling me that the blood pressure readings at home are less. Period. For reasons that are not clear to me, the determination of renin and aldosterone was not done. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient is a CKD2, but after the changes that have occurred in which the blood sugar is high, the blood pressure is high, and there is fluid retention, the estimated EFR went down to 47 mLs per minute. I hope that we recover this kidney function by following the changes in the lifestyle. Following number. Hyperlipidemia, the patient has a lipid profile in which the